This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So the big breaking news right now in the realm of the environment is this letter that, or warning really, that over 15,000 scientists have now signed on to. It's a big warning from the Union of Concerned Scientists. And the warning says that basically humanity is destroying the planet, that we are causing a mass extermination or mass extinction event, really is what they call it, but it is the extermination of life on our planet. And they talk about several areas, which is interesting to me. Of course, they mention climate change because the Union of Concerned Scientists is a big, you know, climate change group. But they know that climate change is not the biggest concern because, you know, look, even if the oceans are rising, humanity is going to destroy itself long before, you know, 200 years when the oceans, when the levels will become a huge problem. Because we're a suicidal race. You know, humanity is going to destroy itself from the mass poisoning of the oceans through agricultural chemicals, pesticides, the mass contamination of waterways with pharmaceutical chemicals, plastics pollution in the oceans, and so on. The list just goes on and on. And it's what I find really interesting is that we've got now 15,000 scientists signing on to a message that actually is what I've been saying for a long time. Now, of course, the Union of Concerned Scientists, they did sound the alarm back in, I think, 1992. So that preceded Natural News. But over the last decade, as Natural News has been warning about humanity destroying the food supply, destroying the soils, destroying the environment, you know, we've been called, you know, crazy by the mainstream media, like doomsday people. And now it's 15,000 scientists that have joined on to this warning. So, but, you know, those 15,000 scientists aren't being called doomsday conspiracy theorists. This is being called a serious warning. And basically, look, I can do math. You probably can too. And it means that if you can just see where all this is going, humanity is destroying the ecological sustainability of our planet. We're using the resources and raw materials. We're using them up. And that's one of the big warnings in this letter from the Union of Concerned Scientists. We are, of course, destroying the ocean wildlife, the marine ecosystems or aquatic ecosystems, as they're called. The ocean fisheries are collapsing. I mean, literally in a state of absolute collapse. The soil and soil microbiology is being devastated all across Europe. The insect life also is plummeting across many areas, including Europe. We covered a recent study on that. It talked about how the insect population has plummeted, I think, 70%, if I recall correctly, 70% in 25 years. That's a collapse. And without the insect population, you don't have the pollinators, which means you don't have a food supply eventually. We've got the honeybee collapse caused by the neonic pesticides. You know, honeybee pollinators are being killed off everywhere. Huge losses across the pollinators. And most people are oblivious. Most people are just like, whatever, as long as I can get my Starbucks frappe crappe latte, you know, whatever they want, they're fine as long as they can have their junk crap food and their little, I don't know, TV show that they want to watch. They're not interested in what else is actually happening. And basically the continuation of human life and human civilization is in jeopardy at this point. And, you know, I realized this long ago and many other scientists realized this long ago, and we've been trying to sound the alarm. And then, but you've got companies, you know, publishers out there like Forbes.com just pushing pesticides and pushing GMOs paid by the biotech industry to just push a bunch of propaganda. Poisoning our world, murdering our world, You got these murderous corporations like Monsanto, DuPont, Syngenta, Bayer. They're just murderers, just chemical murderers. It's like a chemical holocaust on our nation. That's what it's like now. It's a whole new chemical holocaust taking place, and a lot of it is in the name of science. So what really strikes me as odd about this warning from the Union of Concerned Scientists is that it's so-called science that is murdering the world through the pesticides and the GMOs, and that's all done in the name of science. And then these same scientists are like, well, we're destroying the world. Yeah, you are destroying the world. You are the ones who've been pushing these chemicals and these GMOs and the collapse of the pollinators and the collapse of the insect life and all this. It's because of people like you. So maybe you should rethink what you're promoting. What's the right way to approach all of this, by the way, if you want a solution? I mean, you got 15,000 scientists concerned about we're destroying the world, and yet it is science that is destroying the world in many of these cases. So, you know, what's a reasonable solution in all of this? And the answer is you got to focus on what is really contamination and pollution. You know, GMOs are genetic pollution. So you've got to stop the genetic pollution because you don't know how that might get out of hand and might actually impact or collapse the food supply due to unintended consequences of seed genetics proliferation in ways that you can't imagine because scientists aren't gods. They can't see the future. They don't know. I mean, you know, you've got the law of unintended consequences that always kicks in science and produces outcomes that you didn't anticipate and often things that you didn't want to happen. It's Murphy's Law in action. The second thing is you got to stop poisoning the world with all these toxic chemicals. And you know, these pesticide pushers who are, I mean, let's face it, they're chemical holocaust operatives or advocates even of a chemical holocaust. Not just against humanity, but against the natural world. And these pesticides, the only reason they qualify as pesticides is because they kill living organisms. If they didn't kill living organisms, they wouldn't even be called pesticides. That is actually the definition, or part of the definition, of a pesticide is it has to kill pests. Otherwise, it's not a pesticide, right? Just like an herbicide. It has to kill weeds or plants. Otherwise, it's not an herbicide. It doesn't even qualify. Fungicide has to kill fungi, right? For it to qualify as a fungicide. So these chemicals kill living organisms. That is their design. And the problem with these chemicals is that they are not selective. They kill the targeted organisms, but then they go on to kill other organisms or interfere with other organisms. For example, atrazine, a common agricultural chemical, causes gender bender effects in amphibians as well as humans. Now, this chemical is really called a chemical castrator, and it can feminize men. It actually can turn men into the hormonal or chemical equivalent of a woman because of how powerfully it interferes with male hormones. And this is why you have amphibians out there growing dual sex organs. And some people believe this is why you have the metrosexual feminism of men movement in the cities. Many people believe that a lot of men in the modern world today are chronically exposed to feminization chemicals. And it's not just something to consider in a flippant, you know, eye roll conspiracy theory. This is actually chemical contamination, chemical exposure. This is a kind of pollution of our modern world that can explain one reason why so many men actually now feel like women inside. Why is there this feminization of men? And it's part of the answer is gender bender chemicals. But beyond that, you've got Alzheimer's disease caused by exposure to these chemicals. You have liver cancer. You've got many types of cancer, including colon cancer, colorectal cancer, pancreatic cancer, and so on. You've also got, of course, type 2 diabetes and autoimmune disorders, including lupus, including type 1 diabetes, and many others are caused by chemical exposure or exacerbated by exposure to multiple toxins that reach a tipping point of the biochemistry in the human body, beyond which the body can't really cope with it anymore. But here's the kicker. This is why humanity actually, most of humanity is doomed already. It's too late. Here's why. I mean, I'm not trying to make this like a doom and gloom session, but here's the rest of the story that you need to know. We now know, because of recent research, that the epigenetic factors of pollution exposure are carried through at least 14 generations. 14 generations. That 14 generations, that's like 300 plus years of offspring, are going to continue to suffer from the pollution that is being experienced today. And before, we used to think, oh, it was four generations or maybe seven generations. That's part of the Native American Indian belief system, was, you know, seven generations. What you do today impacts seven generations. And it does. But new research shows that it's 14 generations. So, wow. I mean, you look at the chronic exposure right now to all these toxic chemicals, such as, you know, the atrazine, the gender benders, the pesticides, and so on. You're dealing with something that's going to be haunting humanity for 300 plus years. That's major. And that is why, or part of the reason why, the Union of Concerned Scientists is saying that this is like an extermination era where humanity is destroying itself. And I've called humanity a suicide cult. I'm on the record multiple times saying humanity is a suicide cult. And, you know, some people don't like the term, but I think it's a perfect fit, because a cult is something where all the members are totally delusional. They are in denial about what they're actually doing or the impact of what they're doing. Usually there's a very destructive internal dynamic going on. You look at humanity today and GMOs and pesticides and all these pharmaceuticals, chemicals. It's a cult. It's a cult of pharmacology, or the chemical cult, perhaps, a cult of contamination. And this cult will cause humanity to destroy itself. And it has already been set into motion. That's the thing. If you cleaned up all the pollution tomorrow and stopped all the chemical exposure tomorrow, you would still have chronic cancer, infertility, you know, some infertility, a difficulty getting pregnant, and so on. Alzheimer's, obesity, diabetes, liver disorders, all these things for probably 14 generations. And you'd have a dwindling human population too, because of the infertility question, meaning that fewer and fewer people can actually reproduce. So again, even if you stopped everything right now, if you stopped all the exposure, this is happening. This is already set in stone. We're being poisoned. People mass poisoned by Monsanto, by DuPont, you know, these companies I mentioned, Bayer, pharmaceutical industries, the agricultural chemical companies. You're being poisoned constantly. You're even being electromagnetically poisoned with the, you know, electromagnetic pollution, or something that's called electropollution. You're being poisoned through literally the electromagnetic spectrum. You're being poisoned through the cable news broadcast is poisoning your mind. Your food is poisoned. Your water is poisoned. The air you breathe is poisoned. The soil has been poisoned. The oceans have been poisoned. The rivers and lakes and streams are all poisoned. You are living in a poison toxic world. And if you think you can just retreat to some sanctimonious meditation cave somewhere in your home and just pretend that everything's going to be okay because you create your own reality, sorry, you're delusional. You want to make a better world? Help stop the poison. There's something to focus on. Help stop the poison. And believe me, your mantra, your meditation is not going to stop the poison. There's action that has to happen. You got to raise your voice. You got to warn people. This is not going to be solved through hope. You're going to have to go out there and oppose these mass poisoners. But again, there's probably never enough people. It's probably never going to get stopped, because there's so much money and so much profit in the mass poisoning, and they pay off all the legislators and the bureaucracy and the regulators like the EPA, which is the Environmental Pollution Agency, dedicated to polluting our world, or the USDA, a bunch of prostitutes for the GMO companies and so on. So this is not going to be stopped, probably, and humanity is going to become, well, it's going to exterminate itself because humanity is a suicide cult. And after that happens, none of what I say or you say will even matter because there won't even be anybody left to read this or listen to this. It won't even matter. And you and I might be long gone by that time anyway. It's hard to say exactly how long it's going to take to exterminate life, but it might be 200 years. I don't know. Or it might be 20. Nobody knows. But the point is, if humanity is still here in 500 years, in anything resembling like a linear progress from today, I'll be totally shocked. Totally shocked. I think 500 years in the future, humanity is more likely to have about the same population it had in the year 1700. We're talking about a massive global collapse. Massive collapse. Collapse of the ecosystems, collapse of the oceans, collapse of the food supply, collapse of the pollinators, and some people believe collapse of the climate. But then again, if you believe in climate change and you think it's caused by burning fossil fuels, then the minute humanity is wiped out, then there's no more fossil fuels being burned, are there? So the climate will repair itself and rebalance itself automatically, if you believe that theory anyway. So there really is no long-term climate change problem, is there? Because if humanity causes climate change and climate change wipes out humanity, then humanity eliminates itself and eliminates its own cause, thereby saving the world. You know, this is the narrative of the climate change group, which wants people to be depopulated, right? The climate change people, the advocates, they want like 90% of the human population to be eliminated. Because they say that's going to solve the problem. That's going to solve the climate change problem. And so they are working toward that goal. So some of the websites, I mean, I know I've rambled a little bit here, covered a few areas here and there, but some websites where you can read up on all this are depopulation.news, which is, that's going to become a huge term. That's why I registered that domain name like a year and a half ago. Depopulation.news. The emphasis for the next 100 years is going to be on depopulation. How do they eliminate humans? That's what governments and globalists are focusing on. So depopulation.news, and that gets into genocide and eugenics. And we've got those domain names too. Genocide.news, which is, of course, depopulation is targeting mostly Africa, black people, and eugenics.news, which is much the same thing, but with a lot more insidious science. So check out those websites. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and creator of the term, of the phrase that humanity is a suicide cult. And I don't think humanity is going to be here in 500 years in any, I mean, there may be a few stragglers, some low-tech civilizations that survived the collapse, but this modern advanced world and, you know, space elevators and colonies on Mars and everything, nonsense. Humanity's not even, it's barely going to be surviving in 500 years because humanity's a suicide cult. I already know that. we're life is short. We're here and we're gone. But there's a whole movement to eliminate as many of us as possible and to save the planet, really. That's what they believe. To save the planet, they have to murder like 6 billion humans, and they're not afraid to do it. So, you know, it's coming. Depopulation.news, folks. Check it out. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test.
and we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.